Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kick to win it. Oh! Blocked! The Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won!
They always try to tell you in the professional biz not to let your bias bleed. Kevin Harlan gave you two middle fingers on that narrative.
Yeah. How good was that call by Kevin? Oh, my God.
I couldn't believe it.
Kevin is the best. He's just the best human being on earth. I love him. Love him to death. My God. And then that call yesterday, you have in the booth Kevin Harlan, Kansas Cityan, former voice of the Chiefs, and Trent Green. I mean, like, the day couldn't get any better. It just couldn't get any better.
Oh, and by the way, it was the Broncos who it happened to.
That's right. And it's the Broncos, and it's Kevin Harlan with just
kick to win it. Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won!
Insane. I'm still fired up.
You're going to be asleep at 6:30 tonight. This will be the first time in your life that you're like, man, you know what? I'm kind of glad it gets dark early.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's dark outside. Dad, it's 5:15. Yeah, well.
Oh, you want to see me get fired up again?
Kick to win it. The Chiefs have won!
Total skill. Total skill.
Oh, every time I get it, I just want to jump up and yell, baby.
Goosebumps, man.
Oh. I'm sweating. My adrenaline is pumping. Oh,
Papa
my God.
Molly, I'm sweating. Whew. Papa Molly, I'm sweating. I shouldn't be singing that song on the air. But Dusty says, luck, and there was a firefight. Another great Boondock Saints reference. Shout out Willem Dafoe. I can't believe you guys haven't seen that movie. Anyways, that game was awesome. There is not a franchise in sports that I hate more in my life than the Denver Broncos. So that couldn't have been a better day for me. You can have your Yankees, you can have your Chargers, your Raiders, your whatever. It's always been the Broncos for me. I've talked about this on Friday last week. Yeah. I told Mitch Holtis that. So to me, that was, I'm good. I'm good for the rest of the season. If they go undefeated, sweet. The way that win was, is an overreaction for me to say that my season is complete.
Yeah, I was going
to
say you've pushed the overreaction button a little bit early on that one, because at 9-0, if they didn't do anything else, they finished 9-8 or something. You'll be like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that's but I'm saying they won't.
No, they won't.
When we say the division's over,
yeah,
for the division to go anybody else's way, the Chiefs have to lose four games. That's not happening.
No, they're not losing.
Find four games they lose on their schedule. I'd
find a game other than this Buffalo one coming up, man. And obviously, this is the circle game of the year.
Houston
right?
is no longer the game that people thought it was.
No.
Actually, time out. Let's just get into the overreaction.
What?
I don't know. Keep you. No. Okay. Overreaction Monday brought to you by nobody, but somebody could step up. I'll do mine first. The AFC is cooked. Houston is meh.
What?
Houston is no longer that team. They're no longer that team. Houston, I thought at the beginning of the year, might have a chance. This is their sophomore struggle bus. C.J. Stroud is getting figured out. They can't seem to close out games. They're now 6-4. That Houston game in December, when they come to Arrowhead, I think they're going to be shaking in their boots. The Bills are just above
average.
But
they're still winning that division, though, because who else is, right?
I mean, come on.
That division sucks.
Yeah, I don't know how Houston finds motivation for the rest of the season, because they can't get the one seed. And that, like, they can win 8 games and win that division. Like, literally.
That's great.
8 games.
That division sucks.
Division blows. Like,
yeah.
And the Bills, in my opinion, are just above average. They kind of struggled with Tennessee a couple weeks ago. They kind of struggled against Joe Flacco, who basically gave them the game by throwing that interception for a touchdown in the first freaking 5 seconds of the game. But they still, they didn't, and I get it. Oh, the Chiefs struggled with the Broncos. The Chiefs struggled with the, come on. I don't think the Bills are as dangerous as everybody says. It's also an overreaction Monday. The Chiefs are 9-0 with just one tough game left on their schedule. That tough game is not Buffalo. That tough game is in Pittsburgh on Christmas Day. Caleb Williams is a bust, and I was wrong.
Oh,
he is absolutely not going to make it in the NFL. Jeez. The guy sucks, dude.
I told you.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I was wrong. Jeez. But where I was right, Kyler Murray.
Playing great, yeah.
Welcome to the MVP room discussion, bud, because he's going to win that division. He's going to be the reason why Arizona's doing well. He's getting Marvin Harrison Jr. the ball, and he's doing it efficiently. My MVP room in the clubhouse right now, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. Those are my four
MVP
runners.
What about Leo Chenault? Does he make it into the MVP room?
No, he's not good.
I'm with you on the Caleb Williams thing, but I've never been a Caleb Williams fan. But I will say, man, Kyler Murray's impressing the hell out of me. What he did yesterday. Now, let me ask you guys this:
say that one more time?
Kyler Murray's impressing me, man. Tell you, he was great yesterday. But how much of this are the Jets just giving up on life, man? Jeez. Like, I mean, seriously,
it was Robert Saleh's fault.
No,
it's Zach Wilson's fault.
What?
Is that what you get for people on the text line that say?
Yeah, who say, well, actually, I think.
But
the Jets.
Double banned.
I'll get into the overreaction. Aaron Rodgers is the biggest athlete fraud of all time. And I don't know who comes in at number two. And I don't know that I'll ever, ever, ever lose that again. Nobody has been peddled more as a quote-unquote savior and a great player than Aaron Rodgers to produce nothing. And you start to look back now, and people are like, I can't believe they only won one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. My thought is, I can't believe they did win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, because it's all about Aaron Rodgers. He's so selfish. It's all about him. He is so narcissistic. It's all about him.
What?
And when you have somebody like that on your team that is like 52 players over here and then one guy over here, or 25 guys in a baseball clubhouse and another dude over here, it just doesn't work. I'm shocked they won a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers.
Did you know his brother was a broadcaster?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. He did the game. I was like, we were watching the game on Saturday night at the zoo.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
And
I was like, that guy looks familiar. My buddy's like, yeah, that's Aaron Rodgers' brother. I was like, oh, that's funny, Bob, because we do the last name thing too. He goes, no, seriously, that's Aaron Rodgers' brother, and he hates him. And I'm like, nice.
Yeah. No,
he's good. I thought he was good.
His whole family hates him. It's really evident why and who this is the problem in all of these relationships.
This is the overreaction, not natural reaction.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So what's the overreaction about Aaron Rodgers?
The overreaction, biggest athlete fraud of all time.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason is 100% him. The Chiefs need two tackles and should consider moving Tooney outside to shore things up. Is that an overreaction or is that a normal reaction?
Didn't you say it was asked?
It was asked in the press conference. Josh
which
texted me. He goes, maybe
he's going to play left tackle.
He's probably going to be left tackle. Yeah. Which Joe Tooney's going to be there. Overreaction. Jerry Jones will never see his Cowboys in a Super Bowl ever again.
Well, he's only got 2 years left on earth.
He blamed the sun yesterday. They were blaming the sun in the stadium yesterday.
You built it.
That's exactly right. They were blaming the sun in the stadium yesterday.
He built it like that on purpose.
Yes.
Well, because he's a dumbass.
God. It's Dumas.
Dumas.
Not in this situation.
No, it's a dumbass.
What?
Giants are the worst team in the NFL. And Baker Mayfield's stiff arm of Bosa, to me, is a top five pass of all time. I've never seen anything like that before. That Baker Mayfield stiff arm, like, Bosa better get back in the weight room, because Baker's little chicken arm out there just held him at bay, and he threw that pass and completed it. Oh, my God.
Unreal. I feel like that should make angry runs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know, again, one more. I don't know if this is an overreaction, normal reaction. Pittsburgh's a legit contender.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. I was making fun. I think we all were kind of undermining them. I think they're real.
I think Russell Wilson's got a fire, and I hate to say that out loud, but Russell Wilson's doing something this year with Pittsburgh. I mean, dude, the throws he made.
What?
The great catch by George Pickens yesterday. Oh, that was nasty. He dropped a dime to Mike Williams. And they have a dual threat at running back. Yeah. They have Najee Harris.
Hang on a second. Back up.
Beep, I know where you're going. That guy that Aaron Rodgers got.
The guy that Aaron Rodgers didn't like, right?
They said if he could have just been in the right spot. Right. Mac, your overreaction Monday.
Bears lost most disappointing of the season.
It's
just ridiculous.
At one point, Caleb Williams had like 60 yards on 9 attempts.
I'm not to the bust level yet. I'm not there.
The NFL is, dude.
Yeah, no, you need more time.
You're the only one.
It's the problem
Big
with the
Cat
NFL.
Big Cat, Chicago, Danny Parkins, Chicago. They're all writing him off.
I told you before the season started.
Danny Parkins, not yet.
No, I told you before the season this guy was a fraud, and he's looking like it. Now, he doesn't have a great coaching staff around him, and I will give him that.
Eberflus is a fraud.
But who's going to be the coaching staff that comes in and saves this guy now?
Ben Johnson. Hopefully.
You know who it's going to be? Aaron Rodgers.
It's going to be Ben Johnson or Mike Vrabel. Chiefs are a team of destiny.
Yep.
The AFC sucks besides the Ravens, Bills, and Chiefs. And
how's it feel?
It's the worst 3 o'clock slate games ever.
Thank God, because I didn't pay any attention to
it.
That's because you couldn't see. You couldn't see or talk.
I was drunk.
And then looking at the schedules, boys, Bengals, Broncos, I think it's week 17. That's our first playoff game of the season. That will be a win and in game. Bengals and Broncos. I think it's like week 17, week 16. That is a playoff game.
Okay.
There you go.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.